to bring a message to us this morning about something wonderful. The goodness of God. Praise His precious name. I want to tell you, dear ones, God Almighty is a good, wonderful God. Amen. Shout it loud. Because He is good. Amen. Psalms 119:68 says, Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. I tell you, dear ones, we need the goodness of God in our lives. God is so good. He is so, oh, just wonderful. I want to go to Exodus 34. First here, I was thinking about Moses and how God worked with him and how God blessed him. And in the 33rd chapter is one little thought we want to notice first. Moses, Lord talking to Moses and encouraging him, and said in verse 19, He said, I'll make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. I want to tell you, dear ones, God will make His goodness pass before us. And it's already passed, praise the Lord. And it's still passing every day. Every day is full of new good things. It's all that sun. Every time that sun comes up, it's brand new. It's the goodness of God. Where would we be without the sun? You want to face life without the sun? I don't want to. I want the sun. And I want the Son of God, Son of righteousness, to arise with healing in His wings, in my spirit. I tell you, dear ones, that's where you see the goodness of God is in your inner man. If you're just living to the flesh, you're going to miss a lot of things. But if you live in the Spirit, you'll see the Spirit of the Lord and blessings a manifold of His goodness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't have to say amen if you don't want to. I'll say it myself. I'm happy this morning to be here at Monarch Springs. Praise the Lord. Nobody had to push me to come. We wanted to come. Thank God. I'll make all my goodness pass before thee. Look out of those trees. Thank the Lord. The Lord made those trees. He fashioned the trees. All kinds of trees. Not just one kind. Wouldn't that have been something if He just made one kind of tree? God is a God of variation. He's a variety. He does all kinds of things. I'll make my goodness pass before thee. Look at the trees. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree who may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me. But only God can make a tree. I learned that poem when I was in the fifth grade. I've never forgotten it. Trees, wonderful thing. I'll make my goodness pass before thee. The goodness of God. Look at the different kinds of trees. The apple tree, the orange tree, the pear tree, the banana tree, the pecan tree, the walnut tree. Oh, my, all different kinds of fruits and vegetables that the Lord had made for us. Oh, somebody says, they just happened to be. Ha! That's a laugh. It didn't happen to be. God made them. God fashioned them. God thought them up before He brought them forth. He just spoke the word, let there be fruit trees. And there were all these kind of fruit trees. Oh, there's all kinds. Wonderful, wonderful things. Coconut trees. Banana trees. Oh, those bananas, they're wonderful. I like the banana. I like apples. I like oranges, grapefruit, lemons, limes. peaches, apricots, oh my, all kinds of things. I'll make my goodness pass before you. Have you seen the goodness of God? The saints of God, God's people, holy, beloved, righteous, humble, meek, loving, patient, kind, long-suffering, gentle, all those goodness pass before you. I've watched them through my life. Oh, patient, kind, gentle, forbearing, understanding, the people of God, His goodness. Let His goodness be in us. Oh, may the Lord help us. 34 and 34 and 6, and the Lord passed by before him, talking about Moses again. The Lord descended in the cloud, stood with him there, and the Lord, and proclaimed, "The Lord, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth." Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. That's the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jehovah. When you see it in capital letters, the Lord, that means Jehovah, the self-existent, the eternal one, the Almighty God, Jehovah. They could trace it back to the Hebrew word Yehovah, which is the eternal, self-existent one, the Creator. My wonderful, abundant in goodness and truth. Dear children, my message is for you. I hope you can get it. I know you probably have things you're drawing and all that. That's all right. I used to do that too. But I want you to think about a little bit how good God is. God is good. He's a good God. He's real. He's more real than these natural things, because He's real to your inner man, to your heart and your mind. He is a spirit. He is powerful. He can change things. He can help things. He can help you. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me, one of them said. Oh, dear ones, is the Lord your helper? Do you pray to Him? Do you really mean it when you pray? Oh, I tell you, dear ones, I've had some wonderful answers to prayer in my life. Oh, my. Wonderful. Pray to the Lord. Get in a need. Have a burden. Have a great need. And pray to the Lord and see Him undertake for you. You say He's good. He is good. How many can you say? How many can you say, God is good to me? Why, sure you can. He's good to you. He loves you. He wants to help you. He wants to be your God. He wants you to love Him. Listen. God, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. God, it's not hard for Him to forgive. God is gracious. God is good. He's merciful. He's forbearing. He's long-suffering. He's patient. He's gentle. He's good. Oh, you want to serve Him. You don't want to serve this old world. They're mean. They're not nice. Oh, if you give them everything they want, they might get along with you, but it's not good to serve the old world, self and the flesh and the devil. No, they're no good. There ain't no count for anything. Here's one you want to serve. God Almighty. He's good. He's fair. There's nothing wrong about God. God is wise. He's righteous. He knows what He's doing. He knows what's best for you. And He loves you. But listen, something else. And that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children to the third, fourth generation. There's not only the goodness of God, children, boys, girls, but there is His severity. Romans 11:22 says, "Behold, therefore, what? The goodness and severity of God toward them which fail severity, but toward thee goodness, if you continue in His goodness. Otherwise, you will be cut off. God is good, but He's also severe. He's not going to let people get by with evil and wrong. He's going to retribute. He's going to pay back people for their evil and their ungodliness and their disobedience and their rebelliousness. He's good. Otherwise, if He wasn't good, then He wouldn't be severe. You see, it takes both of them. If you're going to be a good parent, you've got to not only be nicey-nicey, but you got to be severity-severe. That's right. You got to be strong. May the Lord help us today. I'm thankful for the goodness of God. I tell you, I serve a God that I'm glad and happy to serve. I've served Him now for 51 years, and I ain't tired of Him yet. I'm thankful for Him. He's good to me. Oh, I had a good night of sleep last night. Sometimes it's not so good. But last night He gave me a good night and a night before. I wake up in the morning and feel like you really got a good rest. Who gave you that? The Lord. What does He say in one place? He says He gives His own beloved sleep. Praise the Lord. Oh, dear ones, God's good to us. His grace. Don't you want to serve Him? If you could just see, boys and girls and all of us, I don't know, I just seem like my heart goes out. I just would. When I was a young person, a little boy, I saw the goodness of God. As a young boy, I saw how good He was, how great He was, what He could do. And when I got up in teenage years, I had a desire to live for God. The world had a hold of me to a great extent. And I was going my own way, but I wasn't happy. And finally I came to the place where I'm going to give my heart to God and live for Him the rest of my life. I was not quite 18 years old. 51 years ago. Now you know how about old I am, don't you? Doesn't matter. I'm not ashamed of my age. Praise the Lord. I've lived for Jesus my life. I've lived for God. God's been good to me. He gave me a good wife. See, she's sitting right over here. 47 years ago last Tuesday, I united my wife, my life with a wife. A wife that's godly, holy, praying, hardworking, industrious, sweet, loving, kind, and beautiful. How about that? The Lord gave me a good wife. I'll tell you, dear ones, well, I prayed to Him. I waited on Him. I obeyed what He said. He showed me what to do. You've heard me tell about it. I tell you, dear ones, God's good. If you let Him, give Him a chance, He'll be good to you. But if you want to go the way of the world, you want to go the way of self and go your own way, He'll let you go. But you're going to miss out on a lot of things. You sure are. Miss out. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, I love the goodness of God. Psalms 31. Let's look at another scripture here. Oh, I praise the good Lord. I'm so happy this morning I could just shout. Woo! It says, Psalm 31 and 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness. How great is your goodness, which you have laid up for them that fear thee. How great is His goodness. He's laid it up. He's stored it up. He has a reserve for those who will fear and obey Him. You want to taste the goodness of God, then you got to be good to Him. You got to be submissive. You don't want to be rebellious, proud, stiff, and stubborn. You don't want to be that way. That don't get you anywhere. Get angry and act up and say all kinds of things. Rattle off at the mouth and all, you don't get anywhere being that way. God's not pleased with that. But if you'll be meek and humble and lowly and godly, modest and plain, and be willing to be a saint of God, dear ones, He'll give you anyone a blessing. Oh, how great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up or planned or set aside or purposed for those who love thee. fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee. Now, you want to trust in God. This world don't like that idea. No, you can't trust God. He's not concerned. He got too busy taking care of the Milky Way. Who said that? Somebody's big idea. That's wrong. God's not busy taking care of anything in the sky. It's all doing like he told it to do. What his concern is for you and for me. He wants to hear your prayers. Are you a praying person? Do you pray? Do you pray? I don't mean just say a little short prayer, Lord, bless food, dark good, in Jesus' name, amen. No, we've got to do better than that. You got to be really mean business. You got to be sincere about your praying. Pray. I know my mother taught us to pray in family worship when I was a boy. I thank God for that. I had a godly, good mother. Praise the good Lord. Her influence. And I was with the saints of God there at Guthrie. Grew up with the different ministers. Brother Fred Pruitt, Brother Willie Murphy, and Brother Dryas Gibson, Brother Murphy Allen, and Brother Ulysses Phillips, and just different ones. Brother and Sister Key, and went to camp meeting, and heard the Word of God, and felt the influence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the Lord was good. He was good to bless my life with that. Dear ones, be glad you're among people that's godly and plain. I'm glad I was raised by a godly, plain mother that was modest. She never wore jewelry. No, she wore the jewelry of God's grace. Praise the Lord. She never wore rings or necklaces or earrings or anything. I never saw that on her. No, she was godly. She never wore pants. She wore a dress, long, a modest dress. I never saw her with short sleeves. She was a godly woman. But she was hard working. She was industrious. She had 7 children. And she loved us. And she did her very best. The Lord gave her a long life. She was going on 86 when she passed away. Oh, dear ones, God is good to us. He's good. He loves you. He wants you to serve him in your life. Oh, how great is thy goodness. Let's read a little more here. This is so good. The good is the goodness of God, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. If we'll fear God, keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. That's the scripture says. We need to fear and reverence God. God is so great. Look what he did. He created the sun. The sun, they say. He made, I don't know how man measured it, but 93 million miles away. That's a long ways. But it sure does a good job. Praise the Lord. It's just doing what he told it to do. Oh, I love the sun. Some time ago, the Lord woke me up to what a wonderful thing that sun. And I tell you, just hardly a day goes by, but what I think, what a wonderful sun. And I think, then I get to sometimes trying to look at it. It's pretty bright to look at it. But you know, you get to thinking, there it is. You ever see it go down in the evening? Oh, that's just beautiful. Watch it go down. I've watched it come up in the morning. It's a beautiful sight. Thank God. How great is his goodness? How much more if he did all that? How much more is he doing things for us, for our eternity-bound soul? How much he loves us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now we're going to get into something else. When you think about his son, Jesus Christ, was the Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, and grew up to be the man that he was, and healed and did all these wonderful things, and then gave his life freely, obediently to the Lord on the cross of Calvary, let them kill him and put him up there, and then he gave himself to die, and then God Almighty raised him up from the dead the third Lord's day. And there he brought him out, and he lives on today. He's still alive. He's my Savior. He's my friend. your Savior and your friend too. Oh, dear ones, thank God. Thank God for Jesus. How great is his goodness. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Oh, we got all kinds of things in this world, but we don't have to be afraid of anything. God is on our side. He's taking care of us. He's watching over us. He's protecting us. We pray to him. We call on him when we need help. And not only when we don't need help, we call on him and thank him and praise him. Yeah. Well, that's what you must do. Be thankful. Thankful for the blessings that you have. Good food. When you offer thanks at a meal, don't just say a quick little old prayer and just shorten it. You know, you need to spend a little time. I don't mean you have to pray a half an hour, but be sincere about it. Lord's made me know that he wants us to really be earnest and sincere about this thing. Pray and ask the Lord to bless the food. Thank you for the food. Bless my body that it'll take it in and digest it. Help my body. Give me strength in my body. Oh, the Lord can help you. He can just help. He just loves you. He wants to be your God. And you know what? It's just so wonderful to think he can be my God. He can be your God. He can be our God. He can be everybody's God. He's a wonderful God. He helps people. He helps people even out in the world when they get in trouble and they call on God. God's had mercy upon lots of people. I heard about over there in the war. Over there in the war, over there in Belgium. Or what was the name of that big battle they had? Battle of the Bulge. And they said the generals came to the, what do you call these guys leading the religious? Chaplain. Come to the chaplain. And they said, sir, says, we're going to need help from God tomorrow. We've got to have a sunshiny day. We've got to have a sunshiny day. They've been having lots of dark weather. You know what? The Lord answered their prayer and gave them that day that they needed. Lord is good to people. That's what I say. He's so good. Even to people that don't serve him, he's just good. One place Jesus says he sends rain on the just and the unjust. And lets his sun rise on the evil and the good. That's right, he does. He's good to you. Love him, worship him, serve him. Give him your life. Young people, don't just plan your own life out. Give your life to God and look to him and pray and wait on him. He'll work out your life. I know he will. He did for me. Oh, I tell you, it's wonderful. I thank the Lord for his goodness. Another scripture, Zechariah. Oh, dear ones, goodness of God. Zechariah. Oh, let's see here. Praise the Lord for salvation. I'm glad that I can be his child. Zechariah, what is it? Oh yeah, Zechariah 9 and 17. For how great is his goodness. Here it is again. How great is his goodness. How great it is. How precious. How wonderful. How good it is to have the goodness of God with you all the time. In your heart, his goodness. That word good is a good word, isn't it? Good, beneficial, a blessing, something that's profitable, something that's enjoyable, goodness, something that it'll mean much to you. It'll be a real benefit to your life. How great is his goodness? What did he say? As he looked on everything when he created the world, and he looked on it, what did he say about it? It is good. Now, when God says something's good, you can be sure that it is good. And he looked on all that he had created, the trees, the animals, all of them. Oh, I tell you what, there's all kinds of animals, aren't there? The old alligator. He'd wonder, why in the world did the Lord create a creature like that? But he says it's good. And me, all these fish in the sea, all kinds of fish. Oh, by these old sea monsters, whales, and porpoises, and all these kind of walruses. Oh, look at a walrus one time. Oh, my, that poor creature ain't got a bit of beauty about him. But God made it for something. Then you got the big old tall giraffe. I could stand and look at a giraffe about all day at a zoo. And the elephant, oh my, the good old elephant. I just love to be a friend to an elephant, but I keep my distance from him. But he's good. God made all these things. They've got good about them. Let's think about the little doggies and the kitty cats and all this. That's wonderful. Isn't it precious how the Lord has made all these things? And look at the horses and the cows and the goats and the sheep and the donkeys and all these different things. It's marvelous. God is so good. You know why he made all these things? For his glory and for our good. That's why he made them. And I tell you, dear ones, the Lord is good. He said, how great is his goodness and how great is his beauty. God is a beautiful God. He is so gracious and so kind and patient and long-suffering and forbearing and gentle. You know, sometimes people, they think maybe that God doesn't love them and I just might as well give up. You're wrong. You're wrong. God loves you. God wants to give you a chance to serve him. May the Lord help us. Romans 4. Oh, I pray the Lord will help each one of us. Children, remember, God loves you. God's good to you. No, it's Romans 2. I'm sorry. Romans 2. Fourth verse. Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering? Don't despise and count lightly the things of God. No, no, be glad. You hear the gospel preached, and the word of God, and the Bible. Don't just say, don't do that. Be thankful. Oh, don't despise thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. That's the way it was with me. The goodness of God. I saw the goodness of God. I saw the long suffering, his forbearance and his mercy. I saw what great plan of salvation that he made, that I could be saved, that I didn't have to die and be lost. It made me want to serve him. I found out that the world didn't satisfy. I found that out. It didn't satisfy. And people need to be awake and realize that. That you could go out after the world, young people, go out and just indulge in all those awful things. They don't satisfy your inner man. You need God. Only one can satisfy. He says, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. You get in trouble, you seek the Lord. You ask God to have mercy on you. I know, you've heard me tell maybe the time when I was unsaved. I knew I was not right with God. I was about 17, somewhere like that, 16. And I was running out. I was running out in one evening about dusk, and I had a little old gadget got out from a box top, a cereal box top. And it's something you put on your belt, and it gauges how far you run. And so I was trying it out. And I was running out there by my house, and I was running at top speed, and run into a guide wire of an electric pole. It come across me right here. And it flipped me on the ground. It's about like that. I flipped me face down on the ground. And when I got up, I was bleeding from my mouth and my nose. I knew I was in trouble. I hurried to the house to my mother. She called our pastor, Brother O.C. Porter, and his wife. They came. I was bleeding, and it kept on bleeding. I knew I was in trouble, and I knew I wasn't right with God. And I remember praying to myself. In my mind, I said, Lord, if you'll stop this blood, I'll give my heart to you and live for you. Just a little bit to stop. I gave my heart to the Lord, not right then. I should have right then, but I didn't. He was merciful. It was later on that year that I gave my heart to God. But God was good to me. I could have bled to death. But he was good to me. His goodness helped bring me to repentance. So dear ones, let's remember, if you're not living for God, you ought to be. You ought to get down on your knees and pray and ask him to save you and give your life. Lord, I give myself to thee. Do that before it's too late. Live for the Lord in your life. Your life will go by so fast. You may not think it will go by so fast, but it will. It goes by so fast. And if you live it for the Lord, you'll have something wonderful. But I know of those who haven't, and they've gone on and on down the way of the sin of the world, and their life is wretched and miserable. Lord, help us. Goodness of God leads you to repentance. That's what he wants to do. He wants to show you how good he is. May the Lord bless you is our prayer.